شالله
شاء الله
يمام
يخير
يخير
مع
مع
ابو
ابو
سعيد،
سعيد،
شاء الله
شاء الله
يمام
يفهم
يفهم
شاء
شاء
الله
الله
يمام
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 بעזר השם
יש
ישבור
בורח
רבי
רבי
אאוט
אאוט
אגין,
אגין,
דה תורי
דה פרשת
צ'אפטר,
משפוטים,
פרשת משפוטים,
והלוך איתו אוף
הלוואו
ישראל,
אוף לנדינג מון,
עליו שישי,
פרק
חוף
גימל,
פוסוק
חוף.
אם כן,
איש
Says Hashem
there is
to
a mitzvah
essay
to
a
malach
to lend
in front of you
money
and
to
Am
Yisrael,
and
to
when you
protect
do
you
that
on the way,
mitzvah,
and to
you
bring
lend
you
money
to the
my
place
nation,
that I have prepared
for
the
you.
Poor people among
namely,
you,
Eretz Yisrael. As far as I know, there is no good translation for the word noishah in English. I'll describe what it means.
Was told
if you lent
that
me money,
so
I owe you money. What are you to me? That is the word noishah. You are noishah in me. Money.
And later in Parashat
Ki Tzira, if you lent
see,
money,
that
and
Hashem
you know that this person doesn't have what to pay you back with,
I will not be
going
with you
him.
To Eretz
don't
Yisrael.
Don't nudge him.
Rather,
don't embarrass
I will
him.
Send a malach with you.
Like a noishe often does.
And another loishe that I prepared to give.
Loishe simun olov neshech.
Don't place ribis on him.
Don't take interest for him.
The place that I have already prepared.
Because it's like a bite of a snake.
A snake bites a bite,
but
it puts
parallel
to my
before you know
it,
it
gets
to the bloodstream and
it
kills the
person.
So to Ribbis, it starts off with a little bit more. What's the big deal?
But as time goes on and he doesn't pay back,
this is one of the things that gets more and more.
The Beis HaMikdash in Shemaim
is parallel and direct to Neged.
The Beis HaMikdash in this world.
Rashi
told this to us.
Normally this
word
means it's
in
optional.
In the Shira, in the Pesach, except for three,
this is one of them. It's not optional to lend money.
If you trust the person is going
to
pay back, you have to lend money.
Rashi brought down this Rabbi Shmuel, at the end of Pesach, on the Pesach
Yisrael,
be careful from this Malach, and listen to whatever he tells you to do.
Not optional.
Do not rebel against him, because he will not forgive your chatoim.
Rashi will tell us
to bring the
Minchas HaOimel.
Kirboy is going back at the beginning of the
book.
Be careful from
an option to lend money to
my name is together with him
first.
Oni ve'oshi, oni koydim.
Aniyecho,
v'aniyeilcho. You have relatives that are aniyim, and you have aniyim in the city.
Aniyecho koydim.
Number one,
relatives.
Aniyeilcho, v'aniyeilcheres.
Aniyeilcho koydim.
This malach has no idea what a chet is.
He's part of the group of Malachim that never do
chatoim. He wouldn't know what to do when you have money to lend. As Ami, the second reason, he's a messenger.
He's a messenger.
He's only does
the job
he was given.
And
whoever's closest to giving is not one of those jobs.
The name of your city.
Yishmei bekir boi mechuba l'roish ha-mikro.
Dovorach
el connection to those words.
Es ami shaloi tinag boi minag bizoy.
Yishmei meshutav behovo.
When you lend him the money,
don't degrade him.
Together with
him. Shu ami, it's my nation.
What does that mean?
Es ha-oni imoch. And how should you not degrade him?
The name is matatoim.
Do it with respect.
Have
a mistake of
the name
like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Imagine you are the oni.
Because
matatoim is
a big
imagine you're the oni,
the
and respect him as you would
them,
like people to respect
three,
you.
14.
Don't press him to pay back harshly. If you know that he doesn't have what to pay back, if you listen to whatever the Malach tells you to do,
don't make yourself as
and
if you lent him money, which
I say, make
then
it as
I
if
will
you didn't
be the enemy
money.
Of your enemies,
and I will oppress him.
Those who
Neshech
oppress you,
interest.
Or persecute, those who persecute
nochosh.
You.
It's like a snake.
It
gives you a little
oppress.
Bite on your foot.
Ozu
malgish, you don't feel a thing. But
upisoim
suddenly umavats bechrivenefech ad kod kodosh. It gets into the bloodstream and gets straight to your head. My malach will go in front of you and he will bring you to the nation of the Amori and the Hiti. The Prisian, the Knan, Salmasri, the Hiti and the Yabusi. And I will destroy them. This pasuk is talking about taking a collateral. But there are two types of collateral. There's a collateral you take at the time of the loan. I'll lend you money, but instead give me something. For me to
do
keep
not
until
bow
you
down
pay back,
to their gods and
do
not,
not
worship
what our
them
is talking
in any
about.
Way.
Rather,
our
talking
like
about
the
is talking about
the
Mashkin Shaloi B'Shas
Rather, you should destroy
at the time
their
of
gods,
the loan, you did
and
not
you should
take
break
a collateral.
The
time
the
comes to pay back,
they bow down
and he's
upon
not
them
paying back
to their gods.
Says, so with Beis Din's permission, he sent somebody into the house to take a collateral to give him.
That's the mashkim we're talking about.
Let's say it was a clothing article set upon of your friend,
in order to bow down to the needs by day.
Then, make sure that article of clothing is made by your friend, by the person who borrowed the money. He needs it.
Only take it by night.
You should worship your God.
No one needs it.
And Hashem will bless your bread and your water, and I, Hashem, will remove all sicknesses from among you.
This is his only clothing. This is his clothing article to cover his skin.
And if you listen to everything I tell you,
then it will not be a meshakei and like an overcoat
in your land. Meshakei
is the undergarment.
Meshakei is the clothing that touches your body directly.
Carries her children.
He needs it.
And a woman who buries her children some type of sheet young,
that they would cover the bed that doesn't have any children to sleep on,
that will not exist in Eretz Yisrael.
A day article.
And rather, when they sat down to eat,
they will fill up the days and years.
You will have Pesach on couches,
and therefore, it's something he needs by day.
And if you don't give it back,
when he cries out to me, I will listen
because I am merciful.
Says Rashi,
I will send my fear
later on
in front of
him.
In other words,
you're not allowed
them
to go into his house and take that collateral.
Rather, you
have to get Bezdin involved.
I will bewilder the entire nation that you are coming towards them.
Will confuse them.
And I will come upon
your enemies in front of you
with the back of their necks facing you.
In other words, they'll be running away from you.
Look how much you
Rashi
owe me.
As if it said,
to bewilder.
Every night when you go to sleep, your nefesh comes up to me,
and I judge it,
and it's in front of me to do the right thing. The next day,
and I give it back, letter,
back and forth,
like
back and forth.
Yes,
it may be a bit annoying to give it back and forth, back and forth.
When it speaks,
that's exactly what I do with you.
I did in the past,
which is this word over here,
just the
whole
day at the beginning is called
a vava mehapich, which is the sunset.
Past the future.
But any such sunsets,
that
then
the verb,
you could take it as a double
letter at the end, till the next like morning comes.
When it talks about it in the past,
we're talking about a clothing article that it needs by day.
But who had
it drops the double letter.
If you took
and instead,
item, like a pillow,
it puts a dogish
in
the last letter
back by night.
You take it back by day.
Mix as if there are two of the same letters,
an overcoat,
and it touches
the record of a melupom,
or we call it cholo.
The rabbi says, "Hamatzo."
The hamoisi,
with
our word,
the hamoisi
comes from the verb, from the word megizras.
Ad kan the 14th topic of halvo.
Gilgal.
Now we have a parsha with four psukim.
Another example,
five topics.
The saboisi
comes from the word megizras.
Elohim, Elohim,
see again,
the word has a double letter at the end,
v'sovav.
Rashi learns Elohim, Elohim, Kalel includes two
vavim after the base.
Another curse Hashem,
and you're not allowed to curse a dayo.
The Loisi,
you're not allowed to curse a king.
Another example,
on to topic number 16 and 17,
which both appear in the next pasuk
as a double tzari, drop the second tzari,
put a dogish in the tzari
with a choylo.
Says Rashi, the Targum of this word is like I told you.
Ve'eshagish refers to bewildering,
to confuse.
Dim'achol refers to
tumah. Lo yisa'achel,
don't switch around the order.
You're supposed to take off.
He's making a mistake.
And then tumah,
because that is assuming that hamoisi
comes from the word
number 17
in the same pasuk.
But that can't be.
Understand the shaychus
because she eating the two.
The
firstborn of your life.
When a woman gives birth to her firstborn,
her husband, the father of the baby,
have to be poydim from the kohen.
The hay would not have a patach.
And the men would not have a dogish,
and there would be no cholam after the men.
Rather, it should have said
elovehemati.
When the tvura is fully ripened,
such a word when it means death,
to go in the heimato esa omazeh.
What do you have to give the first thing?
The atom would be kulim. Levisha Tov,
Medim Tov refers to Trumos as Rashi.
And the letter Tov in the word Himati, which would
that's
have
what the
been,
says, if but I don't
this
know
word meant to kill,
and
the Tov gets a dogish because it's coming in the place of
Dima means
two letters, a double letter.
Like Rashi said before,
a dogish always means that it's instead of two letters. Why would it have two
Tovs?
One is part of the Shurish. Part of the root letters of Misa is a Tov.
And the second one, Mishamesh, is a suffix.
Kemoi,
Frek Rashi, Chotosi,
why do I need this
puzzle?
And therefore, the Tov deserves a double
three other places,
and
we have the Mishnah Pidin Aben.
We have it at the end of Parshas Boy.
Why?
We'll have it later again in Parshas Kisiso.
And again, in Parshas Koyach.
What is the Chiddush over here?
Three Tovs.
In this word, Shiyem Kadei Lismer,
Shtaimli Yisoy, it's part of the
root letters.
The next Pasuk Chotes.
Teis Hashem, or Matas Elohim Hi.
And it's a third one.
Ashlishis, Lishimush, to be a suffix.
Bechoyer Odom.
And that's why there's a Dogesh in Masati.
To make up for that Mitzvah Pidin.
Lach Ashlishim Yim Pidin,
after the word Vehamoisi,
comes from the root
Vehamam,
the firstborn of a sheep or a goat,
says Rashi,
first take care of it for 30 days,
and run away from the lot of taking care of,
and there's not much meat on it,
and then give it to a kohen.
That's one of the matzmachas
kunas,
give him a bechor,
and that's why the Torah repeated
Bukhari
over here, even though it said it three other times,
to make it,
and
to put next to
a wasp in front of you.
And that wasp will get rid of the Bukhari that
you have to take care of it
for 30 days
from in front
before giving it to the Kohen.
Rashi's bothered by the question.
Why Rashi says
only mentioned by Bukhari Behema Dako,
of the six nations that it mentioned in Gozit Chav
Gimel,
over there it says
a cow, an ox,
even though the Pasuk and Pasuk Chav Tess
over here it only says Chitas El Shulchan Tzenech.
I don't
what
know.
Happened to the Emoiri,
Rizi,
and
Yehusi
in Pasuk Chav Tes?
Says Rashi,
a flying
bee,
a
flying
bee,
a flying bee, a flying bee, a
flying
the first
their
born
bodies and they would
of
die.
The cow, sheep, and goat
that's
also give to me
of where they are.
As Masrishkuna to the Kohen
never crossed the yard then with
but
Am Yisrael,
the Kohen cannot bring it as a korban.
How do
the
I know that?
Seven days.
Rash. Only on the eighth day, from its
that it says in the
only then could the Kohen bring this Bechor as a korban
on the eastern side of the Yaldein.
Rashi told us before
that is the
Bechor you only give to the Kohen after 30 days.
It's only here we're telling the Kohen don't bring it as a korban before the 8 days.
You didn't even get it yet.
Well, how did the Chivi get in here?
The Chivi said before
the
is a suggestion.
The proper thing to do
that on the western
that you
side of the Yaldein
when it's
nevertheless
30 days old.
But
technically speaking, you can give it to the Kohen before,
especially if the Kohen wants it before.
Then you could, but you can't,
and
the Kohen cannot bring it as a
poison
before the eighth
into
day.
The nation of the Chivi,
and that's why the other nations are not mentioned over here.
If it's lacking the right time, can't bring it as a korban, and it's not only applicable to Bechor, it's applicable to any korban.
No animal could be born on this day before it is 8 days
old.
Says Hashem, I will not get rid of all the nations
in front of you in 1 year.
Because
then the land will be desolate.
There's not enough of you to fill up the entire land.
And what happens in a desolate land?
Wild animal
on the eighth day, the Kohen must bring it.
Therefore,
because
rather
tell you that you may
get rid
bring
of them
it
from the
in front
day
of
day
you,
on,
little
you
by little,
to,
until you become more fruitful, have more children,
and have enough people to fill up
bring it from
the
day on,
and then you will inherit the entire land.
And the way to read the pasuk
says, "Rashi Shmoi,
they
you must give it to me
from people.
Rather,
you're allowed to give it to me
to fill up Eretz Yisrael."
Onto the 19th topic
and the last pasuk in this parsha.
They will, the animals will get more and more filling up the empty space.
And the
fruit
And you shall be a holy people to multiply. Me. And if there was an animal that became a traitor in the field, namely a wild animal did something to it, and it punctured one of its inner organs, which makes it a traitor, it will not last long. Even if you manage to shecht it before it died, don't eat that animal, that's a traitor. What should you do with it? Throw it to the dogs. If you're holy and separate yourselves from the disgusting nevelos and treifos, and nevela is an animal that was not shechted properly. A treifah is an animal that has a hole in one of its inner organs, and as a result, it will not live long.
In our parsha,
once in Perek Chof Aleph, then I consider you mine. And the second not time, that's what the prophet says, if you ask a Kodesh, then is the same word. And if not, means to place, to make. And I will place, and I will make you rule the borders of your country. From the Yamshir from the east, until Yamshir became the Mediterranean in the west,
would apply.
And from the Midbar, the desert in the south, that's the most common thing. The river and the Halpros in the north,
and I will give you and your hands
the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael,
and I'm commanding you
that the location to get rid of them is loved out for you. It's just that's where it's most commonly happening.
An oynes of a
Naira Meiroso,
in Parshas Kitzeitze,
Geshes, Ki Basode Mitzvot,
and he raised her two letters.
She is not high of Misa.
And
even if it happened in the house,
word
the same thing would apply.
Has to have a tovenet.
That's usually a word.
Ha-achas. And the second one is the shimush.
It's a suffix.
And if you want to get rid of it, has, you got to put it out of him.
He's tome.
To double it up.
Not only if it happened at night,
referring to the house in the north.
And the house
in the north. When it happens,
get rid of them.
Ve'unkelus til game.
Tazu translates. Uvoso basod ha-treifo. Uvoso de-kolish min chivo hayos.
Which means not cut any deal,
do not make a treaty with them or with their gods.
An animal part,
a limb of an animal that was ripped off by a wolf or a lion from a kosher animal. That's what we call evel min achai.
Do not allow them to dwell in your country.
According to Targum, a whole different pshat,
to do chatoim
when you will worship their gods, and when they will be a stumbling block in front of you.
Afagoi kekelet.
Says Rashi,
you don't have to throw it to a dog.
You could also sell it to a goy. The pasuk ki.
Both of these.
How do I know?
Maybe the Torah says you must throw it to a dog. Maybe I cannot sell it to a goy.
When you worship their god,
over there it's talking about the nevela.
And nevela was an animal that was not shechted properly.
It died without a proper shechita.
Key could mean
over there it says,
this is the key of one of the four
lashonos.
Surely, if I could sell the nevela to a goy, I could sell a treifa to a goy.
The word
what's the kalvachomer? Why is it surely?
To the word
in, because an avela is metame,
and many
a
times
in means
is not metame.
That so in a certain regard,
kimoy,
it's better than an avela.
And if you sell an avela to a goy, surely you can sell a treifa to a goy.
It doesn't mean
im kein matam ulloy mal a kelev.
Why does our pasuk specify give it to a dog?
When
lelamed choshak kelev nichbad imenu,
you must.
It's better to give it to a dog.
It's interesting why Rashi had to go to
parshas
vayikra.
He could have put it a pasuk in our parsha.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't
not pay back
Dalit,
even other creatures that need to get paid back.
Told us that
in
Parashat
when
the dogs did not bark at Am Yisrael
the 33rd
when they were leaving Mitzrayim
B'Makat B'Choyros. Let us recap
what we have so far in the Parasha.
There's Chara for not barking at Am Yisrael
in Mitzrayim.
Topic number one,
Eved Ivri
and Omo Ho-Ivri.
Jewish
Perek Chof Gimel Posuk Aleph
Tzicha.
Lo Yisiso Shei Machsho Val Toshes Yonecho Im Rosho V'Hiyois
Eider Chamos.
Goinev Ish Umechoroi
Lo Yisiso, the word Sisa means to carry.
In our context means don't listen.
If a person curses his
don't listen to something you should not be listening to.
A person that damages
includes two Yisimot.
Number one, don't be Mekabel Loshon
Hara. One of them was
number two, that a dying should not listen to one party before the other party
shows up.
The second one,
and
if a person,
it's his Eved Kanani, the din of Yerushalayim.
Namely, don't promise a Rosh paying for Dmei Vlodos. If not,
he's trying to get
woman.
Money out of somebody else.
Full shame behind
any other Eved Kanani goes out
and he wants you to testify falsely.
Don't topic tell number him seven, that you're going to testify for him.
Property the damages and that
be an
six
evil, a liar,
witness. An ox that kills, boy, a pit,
altoshes,
an ox that kills another ox.
And
in the middle,
Ganav got tucked in there,
I'm not sure why.
Which includes, as all in the Kabel,
number five.
And
six,
Baldin,
number eight,
which includes,
may not
one party before the other party there also.
And Sotosh is tucked into Shoyl.
Topic number 9 is Chavirutti as Shekel.
10 and 11 in the same parsha.
A Shekel, a lie.
Don't promise him
that you're going to
help him out by being a false witness for him.
And
the next pasuk continues the halachas of Beis Din.
Topic number 14,
the next parsha of 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, all in one parsha, the klola of three.
First Rashi brings down the drash,
but then Rashi says the posha pshat is as follows.
And the nosi,
if you're dying among many rishonim that are tilting the din and they're not judging it properly,
and
you think to yourself, anyways, the din is going to be paskin based on the rules of man rishonim.
What I say doesn't make a difference. 20.
Says the Bezdin, 21, 22,
don't go with the rabbim
the
if they're doing something evil, they're doing something
Bezdin
bad.
Comes back again.
If the Nidoyim,
a person who's being judged, asks you to pass in the din,
while having chometz,
don't lay
don't
the
answer him back
something
that
will be noite
that will go together with the
will lean towards the Rishonim.
Don't do that.
Regarding
the last three words of the pasuk,
don't answer the nidoyim
and lean towards what the rabbim, the rishonim,
takes us
back. Saying,
you should say,
and the Torah
will tell us
chidushim, even though it's not going to be relevant because they're going to go with rabbim.
In parashas Yisroi, regarding what happened
on the days preceding,
and now let us see first how Rashi
what happened after Maimon Har Sinai.
It doesn't fit with the flow of the pasuk, the drash, because the drash is going to separate the pasuk into three separate parts.
When Rashi reads it, it's one flow, it's one topic.
Rashi explains that this pasuk
was told to Moshe
on Dalet Sivan.
Says Rashi, on Dalet Sivan, Hashem told Moshe
that on the day of Maimer al Sinai,
you
that regarding
Aaron
killing somebody,
and Avi.
You don't go
and
the
70 from the
Zikni
Israel
should
come up towards the mountain.
People Bezdin,
you should bow down
have
from a 12 distance
to 11.
And then,
being Mechayev and Nisa,
you cannot
do
it. Where does this come from?
And then Moshe
the
should get
closer to Hashem.
According to the drash,
and enter the Arofel,
the fog,
where Hashem is present.
You go with the rabbi.
But v'heim,
what type of rabbi?
Namely, Aaron, Nodo,
and
Avihu,
and Shivim, and Zikni Yisrael,
should not get closer from where they are.
On the Mechayvim, more than the Mezakim.
And the rest of the nation
then
should not even come up the mountain at all.
Says Rashi,
v'el Moshe Omar.
That's what the pasuk
is. And on the very same day, Dalet Sivan,
Moshe Rabbeinu comes down the mountain
says his opinion,
and he tells
nobody will speak up
what Hashem told him to tell them
regarding Mitzvah Mikra.
Now
let's read the whole pasuk
that they should separate
from their wives.
And
on Maimon
Har Sinai,
the mountain of Har Sinai
has to be bordered, and nobody
may
ascend the mountain.
Al Hamezakin,
a minimum roiv,
says this refers to 11
sheva mitzvos bnei noyach
harei rabim of one mitzvos that they were taught in bad. Shabbos,
a second in Sanhedrin,
namely Rav, Lintois Midvorov,
and the entire nation
from what he said unanimously.
And if we have to start from the Ketanim,
everything that Hashem said, we will do.
Min Rav,
But the
The first part of the pasuk, it only says, don't go after Rabbi when he's beach to kill Duke, but he meant to kill to do something good.
You could go with the rabbi of one.
And on that day, Dalet Sivan, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down all the words of Hashem.
L'choivo.
Rashi says, if this is referring from the Mizakim, to get him off the hook until Matan Toiro,
but in order to kill him,
including the mitzvahs that they were told in Mokulus Tirgeim,
Vayashkim Baboykeh,
this is the morning of Hei Sivan.
I always understood Vayashkim in the middle of the part of the morning.
But someone pointed out to me that that's not necessarily the translation of the word Vayashkim.
Could be it just means
he got up in the morning,
Moshe gets up in the morning of Hei Sivan,
and he builds a mizbeach at the foot of the mountain.
And besides for the mizbeach, he erects 12 stones.
You can't pull out 12 and say, no, I'm not interested
in getting involved to 12 in the Torah
for whatever reason.
Maybe he's afraid of the other side or whatever reason.
What did he write down?
You can't pull out.
If you're a mitzvah, and it's tavel of judging, you must judge
Babuikel. This is
that's what it means Sivan. Don't
on the fifth day of Sivan,
Al Riv, somebody that has a din Torah,
Lintos,
to stray away and not to pass in the din.
You don't have that privilege.
Ad kan the drash.
Niyo email says Rashi,
Yeshvor Alifonot Kipshutoi.
Kach Pesoi,
a completely different pshat.
The first born of the Choyrois,
I don't know why it's referred to as Nari.
Because we're going to go with the Rabbim.
Some type of neck chain. They would put us around people in jail.
Namely, they're going to get punished.
Half of the blood.
Not you.
And he put them in the agonois.
The agonois is the mizrokin.
So to sum up,
according to the drash of Rashi,
the pasuk reads as follows.
Rashi points out that the agonois is plural.
Is the same subject.
Half of the blood of the Oilois
was put in one
Mizrok.
Pask in a din of
half of the blood of the Shlomim
based on one
another Mizrok.
But yes, Acharei Rabim
we'll soon see what he did with
if you have a
half
of the blood,
you do Pask in the Misa.
Other half of the blood.
And the middle phrase,
Lishan
al Rabim,
he sprinkled
it.
He said the pshat is, don't
it doesn't
say
Mefurish in the pasuk that the
half
the
of the blood that is sprinkled on the Mizbeach,
he was also beginning to start from the
in Agonis.
But the Ebenezer points out that that also
says,
had it in Kabbalah,
that I'm going to Kabbalah and I'm going to
stray away from paskening this
in the first half of the pasuk,
rather somebody also to the second half of the pasuk.
At kan the drash,
the whole pasuk is one unit.
The pasuk doesn't say that Moshe split the blood.
Don't go after the
Rishoyim,
even if they're
rabbin.
Rather,
say the right thing.
A malach came and split the blood.
It's a repetition.
Somebody asked the paskin, don't say,
you're going to go
shlomim.
What is he
going to do with that
blood? Rather, you say,
the Trulsian pasuk has
the
last to
sprinkle from that blood on the nation.
Don't
give honor to a poor person
in a din Torah.
In fact, that he has nothing to do with the din Torah.
They didn't this is where Chazal learned out what the truth is.
How did Am Yisrael enter the treaty, enter the priesthood of HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
with Mila that they did in Mitzrayim,
since
and Tvila and Hazdo Hazdomi,
Hazdo Hazdomi, Mezakeh him here,
where do we see Tvila?
Says Rashi Aklal,
on the topic number 21,
there is no sprinkling of dam without Tvila.
Meaning it doesn't say Tvila anywhere,
but there's some type of klal,
and there is no sprinkling of dam without Tvila.
If you meet up with an ox of Gmiri,
even if he's your enemy,
or his donkey,
that they're lost on the road,
even if it's an enemy, surely if it's not an enemy,
you have a mitzvah of Shabbos Aveder to return it to its own.
Now, seven is number 22,
the mitzvah holding on his Sivan.
We shall be the book of the treaty,
Rashi tells us, this is the book he wrote
on in Pesach Dalet, on Dalet Sivan,
from Bereshis until Matan.
If you see the donkey of your enemies, that they were told in
somebody that's not your enemy,
Moshe Rabbeinu takes that Sefer HaBris and he reads it,
he collapsed in front of the nation,
and the whole nation answers back,
you're
thinking of maybe not helping him,
we will do and we will hear.
You must help him unload his donkey.
Says Rashi, "Kisi lechamurim
asher korach
hamoinoim imochem
shum al hashoinoim
ha'ele."
And Moshe Rabbeinu took that the blood
has the many blood that we different saw in Pesach Vov.
Over here it means
maybe if you see your friend's the nation, donkey,
your enemy's Rabbeinu donkey,
tells them,
collapsing under the blood of the tree that Hashem is making to help him.
About all these words that I just read to you,
from the Rishon Tachas Masori,
including the mitzvahs that they were commanded in Mor.
You may be thinking that.
Says Rashi,
don't think that.
Rather, in Pesach Zayin,
Sefer HaBaris,
Mibereshish Vad Matan Torah, to help.
And it's Tavu
B'Mohan,
Otsu V'Ozroik,
it doesn't mean to throw, but rather in
Yerushalayim HaBachoymo,
to sprinkle.
They help strengthen the
Chumo Yerushalayim,
says the Zorak
Al Mandelucho,
Lechaporo
Al Amo.
Targum
learns
that the words Vayizroik
Al HaOshalayim doesn't mean he sprinkled it onto the nation.
Where we find a similar key,
he sprinkled it on the Mizbeach
to atone for the
Yoiteboy,
ki soima b'lavocho.
We saw Rabbi in Pesach Vov.
It says Chachatzi Adom Zorak al
Mizbeach.
Which Rabbeinu already sprinkled the blood on the Mizbeach.
What's he doing it again?
The Torah says, according to Targum,
of the multitudes of grain
in the blood
before.
You may be thinking too much for me to conquer them.
Says the Torah,
and there was another sprinkling
on the Mizbeach
with the blood after.
So to only
said the Sefer HaBris by Chavos Neharcho,
and they accepted with Nasev and Nishma.
Don't. What is Rashi's opinion on the matter?
I don't know.
On the one hand, in Pesach Vov, Rashi said,
Chazal dashim chadalto not as a bitmiyah,
taken literally, it means not to sprinkle
rather on the nation.
But over here, sometimes Rashi's quoting Targum
should not help.
That Vayizroi v'zorak al mad b'chol ha'chapo alamo.
Okay, Tzad, when should I not help?
Does Rashi mean to tell us
that he holds like Targum,
that Vayizroi
kalom means beneath his dignity,
he sprinkled it on the Mizbeach,
somebody on the nation,
donkey in the street?
Is Rashi just bringing Targum down
to tell us
what does Vayizroi mean?
If the, it's the goy's animal and the load is of a yid,
because if Targum says
Zorak al Madbucho, you don't know what to help.
You could hold back down on the Mizbeach.
Ozo Yutazoy
Imoi,
to do what?
And now they're going to fulfill what Hashem told Moshe in Pesach Aleph.
Targum says
he was told in Pesach Aleph to take it away.
You may think of on the day of Ma'amad
al Sinai, removing
Moshe Aaron from the donkey
and said the Torah, no,
Israel shouldn't come up the mountain.
Remove the load from the
donkey. Now it's that's what's happening in Pesach.
The 22nd topic of
Sinai, whether it be Vov or Zion Sivan,
what did we learn today?
Moshe, Aaron, Nadav, and Avihu,
Shem,
Yitzchak, and Yisrael are going up the Halvoah.
Topic number 15.
Elokim
Lizekalel, cursing Hashem,
Adayim,
and a king.
Topic number 16 and 17 in the same
pasuk.
Don't switch the order of Bikurim to
and when they went up the mountain,
Pashtun Ben,
Vov Sivan,
number 18,
or Zion Sivan on the day of Matan Torah
before 8 days.
Topic number 19,
these people experienced a nevuah.
Topic number 20, a prophetic
vision, and what do they see?
Topic number 21,
and underneath his feet,
Kaviyochel,
they see a brick
Shalom, Shalom from Yerushalayim,
as clear as can be.
We're about to begin the 23rd topic.
Let's see, Pasuk Aleph. Mishpotim.
Hilchos Beis Din. Yisrael, Lo Yisholach Yodoi, Perek Chof Gimel, Elohim, Vov. Vayoyichelu,
Vayishtu. The following Pasuk contains no less than 10 topics.
The Atzilei Yisrael means the Choshev ones and Am Yisrael.
The first one being,
Tanodov, Aviu, and Shivim Iskenim.
I don't understand why the two are separated.
They were
the two groups of Hilchos Beis Din,
what they
did. Before,
but in Shem said, number
now
20,
is not the time.
We'll save it for a different time.
Aleph,
and why
were
they chayav misa?
Why is that
because
separated from
our Hilchos Beis Din?
While they're having this nevuah, this prophetic vision,
which deal with the mitzvah of Hashavas Haveda,
they're eating and drinking from the shlomim brought in Pasuk Hey,
Pasuk Vav.
This Pasuk sounds, we're back to Hey Sivan. After that, on Pasuk Tes and Yud, we're holding my Maimon al Sinai.
Do not tilt the judgment of a poor man when he's fighting in Beis Din.
Rashi doesn't say it mefuash,
of what they were warned, but it seemed that according to Rashi,
Vidol, Loise, Hedal, Yud,
and Yud Aleph
don't
honor
back to
a poor man
in his judgment.
Rashi over there jumped ahead,
including the day of Maimon al Sinai.
Also, don't tilt the judgment in his favor.
And over here in Pasuk Vav,
don't tilt the judgment against him.
Above their madrega
and what is the difference between
and they looked into things that they shouldn't be thinking about.
They shouldn't be looking
Rashi
into.
He desires.
HaKadosh
Baruch Hu
is in a double value
until when?
He's very poor.
And therefore he desires
until the day of the inauguration of the Mishkan.
Which happened
on Aleph Nisan.
In another 10 months from now,
in
the context of the Pasuk,
and we darshin b'ktei hamachane,
b'ktinim shebamachane,
from the most choshev ones in the camp,
namely, others understand this,
to talk to every Jew,
distance yourself
from Chof Aleph or Chof Beis Iyal,
almost a year from now.
Rashi learned this is saying two things.
What
are you
seeing in their
Marehanavua?
Benoki,
this brick
is referring to a case where Beis Din was Mishael, somebody being oppressed
in his honest way,
was
getting
subjugated by the Mitzrayim.
And then somebody pops him and says, hey,
wait a second, I have a limitz
on him. On that,
Benoki put a reminder in front of him.
He may be clean from the chet that he's being accused of.
He's being tortured by making bricks.
Tzadik al taharoi.
It's referring to somebody that Beis Din
after Am Yisrael was redeemed,
he was suspected of being Chayav Misa,
and the Psak was,
and gladness in front of him.
So they pattered him.
Clear sky.
And then later someone says,
I have something that will prove
that he is Chayav
Misa.
And that the Torah says, Tzadik al taharoi.
Who is that?
Tzadik is not what we call Tzadik.
Tzadik
means,
says Rashi Michlal,
in Beis Din,
they should have been killed.
Once he was acquitted,
why?
You may not bring
because
back the case again.
And on that, the Torah says,
you're worried about Kodesh Baruch
Hu, really high of Misa,
and he's
getting off the hook.
Don't worry about
eating and drinking.
I won't let Rosha go free.
I have other ways to kill.
Rashi in Pasuk Yud says,
says Rashi,
for looking at something
above their darga.
Over here, Rashi says the chet was,
I have a belief
that
we bring him back from on his way to
the way they did it.
While they're eating and while they're eating and drinking.
Is
this referring to the same chet?
And then we have to say, because it
did also happen on Hei Sivan,
so
he's
not a tzaddik in that respect.
Mikol Mosgir Alev happened on Hei Sivan,
and Posek Yud happened on
Chover Zayin Sivan,
I don't know.
That's Venoki al Taharoig.
However,
now, what
says
it mean
Rashi?
Unkelus
Zakai,
he was acquitted
in a way
that
there's no chet whatsoever.
Take a look at
in Pasuk Yud Aleph.
Why?
They were happy with the korbanos that were accepted.
Beis Din
made him into a tzaddik, namely they acquitted him.
As
if they were
going on the case of
but they were not eating and drinking. There was
no chet whatsoever. You don't have to bring him back
in order to kill him. According to Talmud, we have to know what Shemaim
in the beginning of the pasuk.
I'll take care of it.
Hashem
did not send his hand. He did not kill them. Why should they kill him? I have other ways to kill him in the midst of the day.
Atzilei says Rashi Loshen Gedolim, the great one.
Which means higher people.
Referring to Daniel,
may not take a bribery. Even if the money was given to him in order to paskin correctly.
On to part two.
He may not take that money.
What happened after Maimon
Harsinai? Bribery blinds the eyes of people with open eyes. In other words, the dayan doesn't see straight once he gets shaychat. Rashi adds even more than that. In the future, you'll end up forgetting his learning and becoming physically blind.
And Hashem tells Moshe, what does bribery do?
Maimon Harsinai, divrei tzadikim, elai hohova v'heyesham, come back to me.
Rashi says it doesn't mean the words of tzadikim.
Rather, it means the words that are mutzdokim.
And Hashem is calling him back up.
Is very clear.
For what purpose?
But
and I will give you the luchos ha'eden, the luchos ha'bris,
that also,
which the aseres ha'dibros are written on,
which is included. The aseres ha'dibros include all the tuchos ha'mitzvos that I wrote on the aseres ha'dibros on the
bribery to tilt the judgment
to teach on them.
That's a pasuk in Sefer and Parashat Shoftim.
What is this pasuk coming to add?
Even if you have given money to paskin correctly,
how long
he may not take that money.
As we'll see at the end of the parashim.
The poshut pshat is, it blinds their eyes in this Torah. In this case,
Rashi adds even more.
You see from this poshut,
long term,
all 630 mitzvot
are included.
In the Asavos that he'll forget his learning,
and physically, his eyesight will become dim.
Many Rishonim wrote what we call
it ruins,
which means it distorts.
They wrote all 630 mitzvahs in poem form.
Words that are straightforward.
Mishpatei emes.
On Leil Shavuos.
V'chein,
Al-Koponim, Rabbeinu Sadio, in his Hazhoros,
Tritzin.
He attributes each one words of the 613 to which one of the Aseret Shoychad
ruins the straight words and distorts them.
That all the 613 mitzvahs similar to topic 13,
an Easter to oppress a gale.
Posuk Yud Gimel,
Posuk
Test.
And
Moshe gets up with Yeshua,
his Shamas.
And Moshe Rabbeinu goes
up. You know what a gale feels like.
You yourself will gale him while you are in Mitzrayim.
I have no idea.
What is Yeshua doing here?
Hashem called Moshe to come up the mountain.
I don't know exactly how to translate the Surah Yonah, but the idea is
it's very risky.
A gear is very easily and likely to go back to acting like a goy.
Is escorting his rabbi until
where he's allowed to go.
And if you pain him,
you may have thoughts about that.
Past that point, he's not allowed to.
Don't press him. Don't pain him.
V'yal Moshe levad.
You know how hard it is for him
when he's pressed
as he can get.
Then he's active from the top of 25.
He stayed there for the entire 40 days.
Later on, in Parshas Kisiso,
when Moshe comes down,
after 6 years,
what does it say?
You should plant
your grain.
Yeshua hears
and it grows.
The nation cheering on by the Chetoedo.
Meaning,
he wasn't there.
Doesn't mean to gather,
rather to
ingather. Bring it into your house.
He's hearing it from a distance.
He was not present.
Pasuk Yud Aleph.
Araya,
Rashi just told us
that Yeshua escorted Moshe
and told where he can get to.
And he stayed there waiting for Moshe to come down.
Pasuk Yud Aleph.
King Tazakim amar shemulonu vozeh.
Ad ashonu shuv aleichem
veinei aroi mechor
vimochem. You should drop the land.
Mival devorim yash
aleichem. And unipashto both mean to drop.
Before Moshe Rabbeinu left the camp,
the double lush,
he told us Canaan.
V'ochlu av yinei amechor.
Wait for us until we return. The poor people
of your nation should eat. In the meantime, trees,
everything is hefker,
Aaron and Chul,
and whatever is left over,
whoever has it in Torah,
it's complete
let them
hefker.
Come to Aaron and Chul.
The first
and
part
to
of this Canaan,
is talking
they
about
should judge.
They should judge them. Grain.
Rashi Velaz came
up all the things to Minamachem.
Kerem and your zayis to the your vineyards
and your
Amishar
on Bamachan.
Rashi Tish Metenno on the Tashto.
Rather,
it means
the lotion of dropping.
Stay here.
Tish Metenno
me avoido from working the field.
Lechol Isher.
Me Tashto me
achino achaz manabil.
To be shoifet, to judge
whatever people need.
After this manabil,
who is this man? After there is no longer from that fruit on the trees outside. Nehmer, a second pshat, the double yomim, vishmul kol avoid a gmura, complete avoid a namely, to go in chadisha uzriyo, plowing and planting, when it tashto, from a lighter avoid a soito, so kol a married spreading out the manure, who made a child son chur, and this is him, to hoe, to dig under the trees.
Rashi already told this to us above,
at the end of Parshas Beshalach,
by Milchemes Amolik,
machon avoid a chur, the machon holding up, Moshe Rabbeinu's
puts together, the poor people will eat,
and the chayos will eat.
And we compare them.
It means whoever has a din Torah.
Goes
up the mountain.
Pashtus.
And less told otherwise.
This is continuing the story of grain.
Namely,
after Matan
Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up the mountain
to spend the next 40 days there,
and to get the luchos.
And grain.
The cloud covers
as opposed
the mountain.
To a kerem and a zayis, you would say,
zayin,
nevayishkoin, kevoid adoinoi al ha,
so the first part of the puzzle you're talking about,
who held on,
and the second part of the puzzle,
naikro,
el moshe,
the same halacha applies regarding working the field and regarding it being hefter
to avyonis
and
chazal
and chayas asode.
What are these 6 days?
Topic 27th
day,
Shabbos.
And what does it mean,
vayichaseihu,
heonon,
who did the
on
did the cloud cover?
Leman
number one in Rashi.
Once again, we are going back in time.
Hashem dwelled on Al Sinai.
For 6 days a week, you should do all the work covered
and on the
mountain.
Vayichaseihu
covered the mountain with the cloud for 6 days.
In order
until
that your ox and donkey
should rest.
And then on Zion
Sivan,
you should rest on Yom
Hashi. Hashem calls out to Moshe and to all of Am Yisrael from within the cloud.
And I would think that the human being is the ikar.
This is Maimon Har Sinai.
Says the Ramban.
The second shot of Rashi
is going back in the beginning.
The second opinion of Chazal.
Do all your
this
work during
about
6 days.
After Maimon Har Sinai.
In order,
the topic we're in the middle
the
of already.
Your
and Hashem dwelled on Al Sinai.
Vayichaseihu.
Heonon sheishes
yomim. The cloud covered
the son of Yoshivcha Knanis.
The cloud covered Moshe
Rabbeinu.
For 6 days.
He also has to rest. You can't do
before
work.
Before speaking to Hashem,
him.
You have to be separated for 6 days.
And on
full-fledged
Eved
Knani,
after the preparation of 6 days
Shabbos,
of Moshe Rabbeinu,
just like you,
Hashem calls out to
Rashi,
Moshe
this is referring
from
the
cloud
of Yoshivcha Knani,
who did not yet have a bris
milah.
If he's not a full-fledged Eved Knani,
nevertheless,
you can't ask him to do a voider for you.
And
this is not referring to a
Gale.
Who himself even keep
the cloud cover the mountain.
Rather a Gale,
that is
and
the
now, really, when Hashem is saying
to
us,
he's not speaking to Moshe personally.
You can't ask him to do
he's speaking to all of Am Yisrael.
Why is Shabbos covered
the next
two Shemitah
to give him
the previous topic?
Says Rashi,
it's interesting how Rashi is adding, according to this opinion of Chazal,
that Moshe Rabbeinu was together with the rest of Am Yisrael,
even on the seventh year,
Shemitah,
he wasn't on top
Shabbos.
Of the mountain.
Why would I think not?
We know that the first two divorces were said by Hashem,
and the rest
were said by Moshe.
The entire Shemitah year
so
is called Shabbos.
Really, it's Moshe's behalf.
It's together with Am Yisrael.
We just think about Moshe because to give
Moshe
Shabbos is separate by Maimon Har Sinai also.
On our pasuk,
even though it's Shemitah,
I'll go upon him. In the second opinion,
vayichaseihu le'onon,
referring to Moshe,
tein lo yishayomim
le'achem
rest.
The top record
what does that mean?
This is the first 6 out of 40 days.
And take out the rest
from the ground.
We'll be spending on Har Sinai to receive the luchos.
And we know
you're not allowed to have your animal work.
So maybe you have to lock him up in the house and make sure he doesn't do malachas koitzel.
Anybody who enters Machane Shechina
alone, he
has to separate himself for 6 days.
Maybe it means lock him up in the house
on Yom Kippur. Has to be separated for 6 days.
That's called resting. That's called painful.
Posuk Yud Zayin Umarim
Kevoyich Adoinoi Ben Amosecho
Ben Amosecho
Hakosu Medaber
Ibn Yisrael. And the appearance of the glory of Hashem appeared like a fire consuming on top of the on top of the mountain.
And all of Am Yisrael is seeing this for the entire 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu is up there.
On the topic 27
mentioning the name of the Zohar,
Posuk Yud Gimel And Moshe Rabbeinu goes into the cloud and he goes up to the mountain.
I told you to
do. Moshe Rabbeinu was on top of the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights.
Says Rashi,
even though it's an asay.
But it's Rashi also including the fact that it doesn't say Vayovei Moshe.
In other words, don't not do the mitzvahs that I told you to do.
Onon.
Namely,
he didn't just enter like a misty type of cloud.
In rather, what context?
Don't
use the Avodah Zarah as a sign of reference.
Don't tell your friend, wait for me,
my church. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a path
for Moshe Rabbeinu
this day.
The Gemara darshens it from the word B'soich
HaOnon,
comparing it
to Am Yisrael that came B'shom Al Pichon.
Don't even cause a goy
to be Nishba B'shem Avodah Zarah.
What am I supposed to do about that?
It's important to
note make a shoot for the partnership with this entire topic.
And then if there's any
like disagreement between you,
he's
going to
swear to you in the name of his God.
From the beginning of Pelik
make sure
Dalet,
that doesn't happen.
Aleph,
we're not going back in time.
Rather,
this is all after Matan
Torah.
Hashem told Moshe
after Matan Torah
means a lot.
Tomorrow morning,
every essay is also
included in a view.
She was in Israel.
They have to bow down from far.
Moshe Rabbeinu alone
next to that Avodah Zarah mountain.
And Moshe comes
in Pasuk Gimel.
This is on the day of Matan Torah,
the day of Maimon Har Sinai
in the afternoon. Moshe comes down and tells the people. What does he tell them?
It's kol ha-mishpotim.
Doesn't that sound familiar?
Ve'ele ha-mishpotim.
Asher tosim lifneim.
The
whole
the equivalent of all the mitzvahs
that we just learned,
according
to the Rambam, was called to Moshe Rabbeinu on the day of Maimon Har Sinai.
Moshe Rabbeinu comes down to Am Yisrael
and tells them everything he was taught on that day.
Become partners with the goy.
And on that day, the day of Maimon Har Sinai afternoon, that's when Am Yisrael told Moshe,
you goy, and his Avodah Zarah is going to be mentioned.
Moshe Rabbeinu writes down, it's called Divrei Hashem,
Shalosh Rigolim,
referring to Parshat Mishpotim.
It even started before,
at the end of Parshat Yisroi,
three times of the year,
you should celebrate for me.
Atem,
from then until the end of Parshat Mishpotim, Moshe Rabbeinu writes it down. And the next day, Moshe Rabbeinu builds a mishpat after Matan Torah. He brings korbanos.
Why they bring korbanos?
Celebration. We just got the Torah. What better excuses there to bring korbanos and have a seuda?
Moshe Rabbeinu takes the dam.
The first of the
part of
the
three of the Mizbeach and part of it on the
nation.
What is Sefer Habris according to the Ramban?
In the spring.
Not like Rashi.
And if from Bereshis and Tzomat doesn't pull out
including
the
mitzvahs,
it's a sign you have to add another month.
Chodesh Adar to make sure Pesach is in the spring.
And the Parshat Mitzvah and
celebrate Pesach and he reads it to the nation
and they accept
the mitzvah
of Nishma according to the Ramban
was said
you must bring korbanos with you.
Matan
don't come
as opposed
empty-handed.
According to Rashi, on
the precise day
before Matan
we call
Torah.
Pesach, the Torah calls
Moshe Rabbeinu then makes a bridge
with Am Yisrael with the dam.
And Pesach,
then,
to the Torah, Moshe Aaron,
ascend the mountain.
Rashi posuk tes
vo. This is the Maran
Nevuah. Why is this
spring?
Ketash Shemaim Lotoyah.
Ve'atzile b'nei Yisrael Shorash Yodoy.
The Ramban learned that they did nothing wrong.
Having a Suda, Suda's Mitzvah.
Matan Torah.
Vayichlu Vayishtu.
What does it mean? Shorash Yodoy.
Says the Ramban because they kept what Hashem told them to do. They kept their boundaries. They
didn't
come the first month
towards our Sinai
where they're not allowed to go.
Grains start ripening.
Then Hashem tells Moshe,
come up for 40 days.
I want to give you the Luchos of Heaven.
Moshe comes to Yeshua.
Yeshua
meets the top,
which is the 10
Oilas Kenim.
Moshe Rabbeinu goes up the mountain.
And the second and third regel,
6 days of Prisha. On the seventh day,
he goes into the Onon.
He stays on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights until
Yud Zayin Tammuz
in
the Chag HaKotzir,
the 34th harvest topic
of the harvesting of the barley and the wheat began
from Pesach
and went all the way to Shavuos.
According to the Ramban,
you finished harvesting
after.
So Shavuos is called.
Let us one more time. Chag HaKotzir,
the 34th topic
of Parshas Mishpotim. Topic number one.
The first fruits, the first grain,
Asher Tizra that you plant in the field.
Topic number three.
Rashi says this refers to
topic number four,
Goinev
Kishum Echoroi. Topic number five,
the Shtelechem.
Topic number six,
which is the first
person
damages brought in the base
four types of damage.
And only starting from Shvuas and
Ripui,
can you bring Menochos
hitting your Eved
Knani,
Yoimu Yoimayim. Knocking out in
the
a
second
woman's pregnancy,
to Vlodoy,
starting
Shavuos,
start
the mitzvah of Bikurim.
Topic number seven,
Momon
Amazek, property
of the first fruits,
with the six parashiyos,
Chag Osi,
and the
Chag of Collection.
Know that when you harvest grain, it's too moist.
I'm not sure how that came in.
It. When it's moist, it will get moldy.
Rather,
topic number
eight,
out in the field
to dry,
chinom,
the sun dries it,
and then comes Sukkot, after
that got
been out
the whole summer.
Topic number nine,
Mefatit into the house.
Topic number 10,
and 11, in the same parsha,
which is at the end of the year.
Mechashefo
and Behemo.
Topic
12
and 13,
also in the same parsha.
Rashi says, Rashi v'chag ha-kotzi,
who chag v'zorz chayim mitzo,
bikurei
ma'asecho,
don't oppress, don't torture,
again,
the time that you bring bikurim.
Topic number 14,
Hilchos Halvah.
Number one,
the next five topics,
all the same parsha,
that's
to the new
week,
to bring Menachos, so it's Bikurim, it's
16 and 17
in the same posuk.
Number two,
switching the order
of Bikurim
and Mikdash.
And
everybody in this field
bring the first fruits.
Don't bring a korban before 8 days.
And 19
treifa
is called
Uvilim. Topic number 20,
Kulim,
for these two
21, Ashavas Avedo.
22,
Mitzvah,
Priko.
And the next parsha,
is
10
the whole
summer,
topic of
Gail. It's left out in the field.
Topic of Shmita.
26,
the topic of Shabbos.
27,
Shem Elohim Achirim
Lishkiru. 28,
Sholosh Regolim.
Soon the winter is going to come.
And the same posuk
will ruin the week. The harvest
of the week.
31, 32,
also in the same posuk.
And Bosa Becholov.
33 has two parashiyos in it,
all about
Eretz Yisrael.
Three times a year,
also two parashiyos, make sure that all your
Rashi before
are seen
by
Ha'odin Hashem and the
Beis
Hamikdash,
the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Rega.
I hope you
wants
enjoyed
to know
these
how come this mitzvah of Shalosh Regolim
is said
in corrections and comments
next to Shemitah.
Yours truly,
says Rashi, Shalom
Wolgelenter,
Yisholayim
HaKodesh,
052,
and therefore
Mitzvah Loimal,
Shalosh Tansu, Shalosh Regolim Im Koimah.
Good Shabbos.
You may have said, if the Shalosh Regolim are dependent on the seasons,
Chag Oviv,
as Rashi explained, that the Tvuah fills up the straw, Nechaga Kotzir, when you harvest, Chaga Osif, when you ingather, and Shemitah, none of that is happening. So maybe you would think there are no Sholish Regolim, says the Torah, Sholish Poim Mashono, even on Shemitah year. Kol Zechuncha, Hazechorim Shebecho. All the males among you. I don't know where Rashi is coming to Lafuke. What else would Kol Zechuncha mean? Any idea. Posuk Yud Ches contains topic 29 and 30, two topics in one. Lo yisiz bach al chometz dam zivchi, v'lo yolin chilev chagi ad boikel. When shechting the korban Pesach on Yud Dalet Nisan, you may not have chometz by the time you're shechting the korban Pesach. And v'lo yolin chilev chagi ad boikel, when you bring a korban chagigo, which you have to bring on the Sholosh Regolim, make sure that the chilev, the fats that go on the mizbeach, don't stay or not off the mizbeach by the time Alois HaShachar comes. Says Rashi, Lo yisiz bach al chometz, Lo yisiz shchates ha-pesach b'yud dalet b'nison, ad shetevayer es ha-chometz. V'lo yonin chilev chagi, chutz la-mizbeach, outside the mizbeach, ad boiker, yocho il af alav arocho yiposer b'lino. You may think, even if it's not burnt, but it's on the mizbeach, it will be possible when it stays overnight. Talmud Lomar, no. Posuk in Parshas Tzav, Al Muikado, Al Mizbeach Kol HaLaila, that doesn't possible it. As long as it's on the firewood of the Mizbeach, it's not on the Mizbeach, it's not a problem. V'lo yolin, ein lino ela b'amud HaShachar. When is it called sleeping over? If it hit Amud HaShachar, daybreak, and it's off the Mizbeach. Shenemar ad boikel. Avol Kol HaLaila, yochel ha'aloisa, miniritz po la Mizbeach. All night, you can bring it up from the floor of the Azara onto the Mizbeach. It's not a problem. As long as by Alois HaShachar, it's on the Mizbeach. On to Pasuk Yutes, containing topics 31 and 32, Bikurim and Bosor Becholov. Reishis Bikurei Atmos Echo Tovi Beis Adonai Eloheicha Lo Yisev Asheil Gedi Bachalev Imoi. And the first fruits that grow in your land, Rashi will tell us this is only from the Shivas Haminim, Chitos Oiro, Gefen Tein Orimoin, Zais and Tomo, from the Shivas Haminim, the first fruits, bring to Hashem the mitzvah of Bikurim. And the 32nd topic, Lo Yisev Asheil Gedi Bachalev Imoi. Rashi tells us that the word Gedi refers to any young animal, cow, sheep, or goat. Don't cook their meat in its mother's milk. Chazal learned out, mother's milk lavdavko. You're not allowed to cook it in any milk. Says Rashi, Reishis Bikuri Ad Mosecho. Rashi over here also is bothered by, why is this mitzvah also said together with the mitzvah of Shemitah, like Rashi darshened by Shabbos and by Shalosh Regolim? And Rashi, Shviz chayeves bibikurim. Shviz is also chayev in bikurim. Lekach nemar, afkan bikuri ad mosecho. Therefore, the mitzvah of bikurim is repeated over here, even though it says it elsewhere in the Torah and Parshas Kisovoy. It's repeated over here to tell you that Shviz is chayevim bikurim. Even though Rashi above told us that on Shviz there are no trumas and maisers, Rashi seems to say over here, but bikurim there is. And the Meforshe Rashi ask on Rashi, part of the mitzvah of bikurim is, as it says in Parshas Kisovoy, is mikro bikurim. You have to say a whole parsha thanking Hashem. And part of the nusach is, ve'ato heveisi es reishis priho adomo asher nosato li. But on Shemitah, how could you say that? The fruit does not belong to you. It's hefker for everybody. Akasha, on Rashi's chiddush over here, that even on Shviz, even though there's no Trumas and Maisris, there is Bikurim. Now Rashi explains, how does Bikurim work? Keitzad, Odom nichnas l'toich sodeyu v'royo te'ino shebikro. He sees the first fig that ripened. Koyrecho leo gemi l'simon umakdisho. Sorry, before it ripens, he sees the first fig when it starts coming out. He puts a ribbon around it, and he's makdash it for Bikurim. And then, when it ripens, he brings it to the Beis HaMikdosh. Vein Bikurim ela Mashivas Haminim, hu amurim amikro, eretz, chito usoiro, gefen, teino verimoin, zais and tomo. Lo yisev ashel gedi. The word gedi says Rashi af egel v'keves bechlal gedi. A calf and a baby sheep is also included in gedi. Don't think gedi means dafka, a goat. Shein gedi elo loshen vlad rach. A young, soft, a child of an animal. You see, sometimes the Torah, when it wants to refer to a goat, it says gedi easy. By Yehuda and Tomo, as gedi ho'izim, shnei gedoye izim. What Rivka tells Yaakov to get for Yitzchok. Gedi stam without the word izim must be af egel v'keves b'mashma. This lav of lo yisev ashel gedi b'chalev imoi is repeated 3 times in the Torah. Parshas Mishpotim, Parshas Kisiso, and Parshas Re'ei. Why? Echad le'isur achilo, that is also to eat basa b'cholov, eso le'isur anoe, it's also ba'anoe, ve'echad le'isur bishul. Even though all 3 places it says lo yisev ashel, not to cook, but from the extra psukim we darshan also achilo and hano. Adkan, the 10 topics of this parasha, namely topic 23 Bezdin, 24 Ger, 25 Shemitah, 26 Shabbos, 27 Shem Elohim Acherim, 28 Shalosh Regolim, 29 and 30 in the same posuk lo yisizbach al chometz dam zivchi. 31-32, also in the same pasuk, Bikurim and Bosor Becholov. A quick chazara on the 32 topics in Parshas Mishpatim so far. Topic number 1, Eved Ivri Omo Ivriya. Topic number 2, Retzicha. Topic number 3, Maki Ovi Ve'imoi. 4, Goynev Ish Umechoroi. 5, Mekalel Ovi Ve'imoi. 6, Choyvel. 7, Momen Amazik. 8, Shoimrim, 9, Mefate, 10, 11, 10, Mechashefo. 11, Behemo. 12, Zoveach, Lo Elohim Yochorom. 13, Geir Almona V'yosoim. 14, Halvo. 15, Klolo. 16 and 17, Meleos Chavadimocho Lo Yiseacher, Bochir Bonecho Titenli. 18, Mechusar Zman. 19, Trefo. 20, Bezdin. 21, Ashavas Havedo. 22, Priko. 23, Bezdin again. 24, Geir again. 25, Shmita. 26, Shabbos. 27, Hashem Elohim Achirim. 28, Sholosh Regolim. 29, Lo Yisizbach Al Chometz Dam Zivchi. 30, Loyolin Chenev Chagiat Boiker. 31, Bikurim. And 32, Boso Becholov.